tell you a jest of a provident lass, whose providence proved her a provident, as she laid forth her store in such brittle ware that very small profit did fall to her share. 13 to the dozen of eggs she would buy and set a hen over them carefully. As long as she went her footing, she watched, she counted her chickens before they were hatched. Said she, if these chickens 5 capons do prove, capons be meat which gentlemen love, those chickens she would sell to buy a sow pig that it might have young ones ere it was big. Then with her pig she would have an ewe, it may have lambs not killed with the dew. And as she was thinking to buy her a calf, her heels they flew from her a yard and a half. Her heels kissed the ground, and up flew her legs, down came her basket, and broke all her eggs. There lay her pigs, her chickens, her lambs. She could not have young ones except she had dams. Thus fortune did frown by a fall, that she catched her chickens proved addle before they were hatched. Attend but a while, and I'll briefly declare bad fortune did likewise fall to the man's share. And now the man to the market will go to see what Dame Nature on him will bestow. He bought him 5 eggs, thinking to thrive, and thus did the business finally contrive. Said he, if these eggs 5 cocks they will frame, and most of them prove to be cocks of the game, so soon as their spurs are long enough grown, then I may engross a cockpit of my own. Then may I have gallants of every sort, both lords, knights, and squires, and all to see sport. If they fight bravely, these gallants to please, I may come to get means by the rearing of these. And when I have done, I'll get me a rich wife, that I may live happy all days of my life. And in the church we will be loving matched, but count not your chickens before they be hatched. And when he came home, he set his eggs by. He could not get up, the roost was so high. But fetching a ladder, that unhappy time, it was his hard luck with his eggs for to climb. These ladders prove fatal to many a man, and are undone by them now and then. So was this poor man undone by a fall. Down comes the basket man, eggs and all. There lay the poor man with a fall almost lame, his cockpits and gallants and cocks of the game. The losing of this grieved him to the life, yet the grief it was more than the loss of his wife. All you young men live virtuous lives and think to get portions now by your wife. wives. Take warning by me before you are matched. Pray count not your chickens before they be hatched.